97.5 The Hound, Jason Allen here, and we're talking with David Blanton. Now, David, I know who you are. I'm very familiar with your TV shows and Realtree and all that stuff, but if you could maybe, for those who maybe don't know who you are, if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and your partnership with Realtree and Outdoor World.
Oh, absolutely. So I've worked for Realtree Camouflage based in Georgia, which is where I live, and I've been there over 25 years. And I host, along with my boss, Bill Jordan, and I host a couple of our TV shows on Outdoor Channel and Sportsman's Channel, Realtree Outdoors and Monster Bucks TV. So I've been fortunate enough over the years to make a living hunting, and I'm so blessed to do that, and I just really look forward to being up in that area on Monday to meet hunters and talk hunting. And I'm there on behalf of Realtree Camouflage, of course, and Mellow Yellow from the Coca-Cola Company. Mellow Yellow is that awesome citrus-flavored drink. And this is the second year that during the fall hunting season, Mellow Yellow has put Realtree Camouflage on their bottles and cans and packaging. So it's a great partnership, showing that Mellow Yellow and Coca-Cola are embracing the outdoor lifestyle, and we're really excited to be a part of it.
Oh, sure is. I really like the cans myself. How did that partnership get started there?
Well, the folks at Coca-Cola realize that there are so many outdoor enthusiasts nowadays, people who love to be outdoors, whether it's fishing, hiking, canoeing, running, hunting, bird watching. There are almost 140 million outdoor enthusiasts in the U.S. that enjoy outdoor activities of some sort. And they just saw the opportunity to tie in the strength of the Realtree brand, a brand that all outdoors people recognize as the leader in our industry. They tied that in successfully and have incorporated it onto the Mellow Yellow product.
Pretty neat stuff. I want to ask you, how did you get interested in hunting?
Well, I learned to hunt when I was a kid in South Georgia with my dad and my brother. It was just a way of life, much like it is up there in Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio. That is a huge hunting area, very important to our hunting industry up there, a lot of hunters. So I was blessed to be exposed to the outdoors and just fell in love with it from day one, to be honest with you.
Now, you're known as this world-class bow hunter, and so I want to know why it is the bow rather than, say, a rifle that really attracts you.
Well, I actually hunt with a bow, rifle, and muzzleloader, so I hunt with all weapons. It just so happens that most of my hunting is done with a bow and arrow simply because the archery seasons around the country, around North America, last longer than the gun seasons for deer, elk, moose, bear, whatever. So because the bow seasons are longer, most of my hunts, 80% of my hunts are with a bow and arrow. Now, like I said, I still love to gun hunt, whether it's with a rifle or muzzleloader. I love it, absolutely. I just love being out there hunting. It's just that most of the opportunities are with a bow and arrow.
Did you ever think you'd be hunting on TV one day?
Oh, not in my wildest dreams. I did not. Even when I got my first job in the outdoor industry, I was working at a hunting plantation when I was in college. Even then, I had no idea that I would be hosting hunting shows on television or working for the world's leader in camouflage,
right,
to be honest with you.
What was that process like to finally hear about that potential TV deal and going through that and making the transition from just being someone who's working on that big open area, was it 13,000 acres or something like that that you had, and then making that transition into TV?
Well, the transition phase for me was when I decided to go into retail. So a friend of mine and I opened a hunting and fishing pro shop in my hometown. And I did that for 3 years. That's where I met Bill Jordan, the founder and owner of Realtree Camouflage. And I was selling Realtree in its infant stages in my store. And Bill and I became friends and started hunting together a little bit. And Bill had a vision that for Realtree to be successful, he felt like that he needed a TV show on national television. So he asked me if I would like to come on board at Realtree back in 1990 and give it a shot. We had no idea if we would even ever get a TV show started. We didn't know if a network would take us. We just, blind faith, I feel like the good Lord's hands was involved in it. But even when I came to work for Bill as a cameraman and an editor, I had no idea even then that I would end up in front of the camera. But after I was working here at Realtree about 5 years, then I gradually started hunting in front of the camera a little bit. And that just grew into kind of helping Bill host the shows more and more.
So 26 years with Realtree, what are some of the biggest challenges you faced while you've been there?
Well, it's simply getting spectacular video when you go out to hunt wild animals, because they don't read the script. They don't cooperate all the time. And so it is definitely very challenging to not only get myself in position or remain undetected, and that's obviously where a quality camo pattern like Realtree comes in handy, but also trying to have a cameraman who is right there with you at all times, having them remain undetected and concealed at all times. It's a challenge to have two people be able to get in, to get a great shot, but on top of that, to get incredible video.
Do you have a favorite animal that you like to hunt for?
Well, without a doubt, for me, it would be the white-tailed deer. That is our bread and butter. That is 99% of the hunters in North America love to hunt deer. And, of course, in the East, the white-tailed deer is king. And most of our camouflage is sold in the eastern part of the U.S. as well. It's just the sheer fact that so many hunters live east of the Mississippi. But I can tell you that it is an incredible rush to hunt big, mature whitetail bucks.
What are some of the different places that that you've been able to hunt some of these different animals?
Well, I've hunted whitetail deer from everywhere from Alberta and Saskatchewan all the way down to Mexico and everywhere in between. So I've hunted the absolute very best places for whitetail. But also have hunted elk and moose and bear and caribou and antelope and turkey and so many big game animals.
Do you think any of them are particularly difficult compared with hunting for deer or another animal?
Well, the hardest challenge that I have seen when it comes to bow hunting and getting good video is tagging out on a big mature bull elk. That's a very difficult proposition, but I enjoy the challenge because the terrain is usually very steep. It's a very physical hunt. but also big bull elk, not only are they very wary, they have a lot of cows with them. It's hard to get close to them within bow range of them. And also their sense of smell is incredible. And then the mountains, in the mountainous terrain, the wind currents are always swirling and shifting. And so you have to be very cautious about the wind, and you have to understand thermals and wind directions very intricately. So the biggest challenge is taking a big, mature bull out with a bow and arrow.
Well, I don't know if you're familiar, but this area up here, specifically Benazet, is loaded with elk, and can't really hunt any of them without, of course, a special permit or even winning a lottery is how some people get to win an elk. But it is definitely an area that has a lot of elk. Maybe they'll take you down and you can see some while you're here.
Oh, I've heard. It's incredible. Yeah, I've heard that the elk, the quality of the elk up there are incredible. But yes, I know it's also very difficult to obtain a tag through the lottery system.
Right. And I think it's fairly often that we hear animal rights activists or the public who are really concerned about big game kills. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, a lot of times if I'm sitting on a plane traveling somewhere, invariably someone will ask me what I do for a living, and I tell them that I hunt for a living. And so occasionally I've been sitting next to someone who is an anti-hunter, and I can tell you 90% of the time, if I'm able to have a civil conversation with an anti-hunter and present our side of the argument, by the end of that flight, I have them at least understanding that there is another side to the story. And what I tell them is that hunters are the greatest conservationists in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The tax dollars we spend on all of our gear, ammo, bows, guns, everything, it goes to conservation of the species that we hunt. So we are the greatest conservationists in the world. But also tell them about how much good use we put all the meat of all the animals we harvest. So many states have great programs where hunters can donate elk meat or deer meat to food banks, homeless shelters, all sort of great opportunities to donate meat to help someone in need.
Awesome. All right, let's get back and talk about what we've got upcoming. It's going to be this coming Monday, October 24th. You're going to be at the Country Fair in Kane from 4 to 6, and you are there supporting Mellow Yellow and the deal with the Real Tree Cans. And well, just talk to us about those cans and about your upcoming trip to the area.
Oh, I'm just excited to be there at Country Fair. So I'll be there Monday late afternoon, early evening for 2 hours, and I really look forward to all the hunters in the area who hear this to come by and just talk hunting, and I'll be there to answer questions and just visit and swap hunting stories. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to being there.
Pretty awesome. Now, you're not going to be doing any presentations, shooting apples off heads, anything like that?
No. I don't believe they're going to let me do that inside the store.
Hey, there's always a first, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Definitely come by and check out the new Mellow Yellow cans. And right, I encourage everybody to, if they haven't seen them, look them up online, because those cans are pretty slick, if I do say so myself.
Oh, they're incredible. Yeah, they're incredible. So, but I look forward to seeing everyone there.
Awesome. And David, how can we follow you? Facebook, Twitter, anything like that?
Yes, I'm on Twitter and Instagram. Both of those social media platforms, look me up. I post some really cool stuff from hunts throughout the season, and also on Realtree.com.
All right, awesome. And I have to say, I did swing by there yesterday as I was looking up your stuff, and definitely a pretty good follow, so I do encourage anybody who is interested in that hunting stuff to follow you there. And David, thanks for being here with us today.
Oh, great. Thanks for having me. And again, I look forward to coming to the area.
Awesome.
Okay, great. Take care. Thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.